Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Time Management Training, Planning Ahead. Goals require plans. All goals require plans that are capable of achieving the goal. If you set a goal, but you have no plans capable of achieving it, then you've wasted your time. If you have a goal and you have a detailed practical plan of action that is capable of achieving the goal, then you have a potent combination of elements. What is a plan? A plan is a thought process that has been recorded in writing. A plan is intended to be a prescription for a course of action aimed at achieving a specific goal or objective within a specific time. A plan should explain in as much detail as possible what needs to be done, by when, by what means, and by whom, and often includes a best case, worst case, and expected case scenario. What happens if you fail to plan? If you fail to plan, then you're forced into the position of acting without a plan. If you are acting without a plan, then you're forced into a position where you must simply react to events as they occur, and without time to think things through logically. If you are simply reacting to circumstances as they happen, then you've lost the initiative. You are no longer driving events. Instead, events are driving you. If the events are bad news events and they are driving you, then for the non-planner, the future looks bleak. And what happens if you do plan? If you do write the plan, which is a prescription for a course of action that is capable of achieving a specific objective. And if you can explain what needs to be done, by when, by what means, and by whom, then you are in a position of acting with all the benefits of a well-designed plan. If you are acting with all the benefits of a well-designed plan, then you are no longer simply responding to events as they occur. Instead, you're acting and reacting within the framework of a contingency plan, where the thought process has been done in advance of the event. You have done the thinking when there was sufficient time to think things through logically. You are no longer simply reacting to circumstances. If you are not simply reacting to circumstances, then you have retained the initiative. And now you are no longer being driven by events. Instead, you are driving the events. If you are driving the events, then for you, the planner, the future looks exciting. How should one plan? To some degree, all situations are unique, and so it is impossible to give one prescription that will satisfy every possible scenario. However, in any unique situation, there are always universal principles operating that do apply in all cases. So what follows is a list of principles that you can and should apply to your planning process. A plan should be written. Plan in writing. Remember the definition of a plan started with this sentence. Quote, "A plan is a thought process that has been recorded in writing." Always make written plans as opposed to talking about it without writing it down or thinking about it without writing it down. What happens if you think about the plan without writing it down? If you think about a plan without writing it down, then you will inevitably come up against a limiting factor. That limiting factor is the fact that your brain has limited powers. If you are a human being, then your brain has limited powers. Consciously, your brain can hold in mind only a maximum of 9 pieces of information at any one moment. If you try to hold more than 9 bits of information, then you will find that you start omitting elements and you make more mistakes. The problem is this. Most plans require that you take into account far more than 9 bits of information. Even a grocery shopping trip to the local supermarket requires that you hold more than 9 bits of information in mind. If you are planning the achievement of a major goal, then that plan will require that you manipulate thousands of bits of information, and therefore your plans must be written plans. And what happens if you talk about the plan without writing it down? Answer: many bad things will happen. Why? Because in order to achieve your goal, then your plans must involve other people. Other people must know 2 things from you: what the goal is, the SMART target, and what the plan is, the prescription for a course of action that's capable of achieving the SMART target. If your colleagues are human beings, then their brains too can only hold a maximum of 9 pieces of information in the conscious mind. If you try to tell them more than 9 bits of information, then you will find that they start forgetting certain elements of your message and they start making more mistakes. If you are planning the achievement of a major goal, then that plan will require that your colleagues know thousands of bits of information from you, and therefore your instructions and plans must be written plans and written instructions. Plan on paper. A plan should be detailed. Remember the definition of a plan contained this phrase, quote, "A plan should explain in as much detail as possible what needs to be done, by when, by what means, and by whom, and often include the best case, expected case, and worst case scenarios." Having a detailed plan means giving careful consideration to all parts and aspects of the process. What if the plan is not detailed? What if your plans are not detailed and are instead sketchy and poorly thought through? Well, to the degree to which a plan is sketchy and poorly thought through is the degree to which your plan is not a plan. Your plan must be detailed if it is to qualify as being a plan. To illustrate, imagine I said to you, "My goal is to dominate the world." And you said, "Show me the plans." And I gave you half a sheet of notepaper with the words, "I will dominate the world by doing the right things in the right order." Then you would hand the notepaper back to me and ask me to try again. You would say, "I'm sorry, Chris, but this document does not constitute a plan. Try again." In order to qualify as a plan, you need to have mapped out in as much detail as possible what needs to be done, by when, by what means, and by whom. And often you might include the best case, expected case, and worst case scenarios. Tonight, sit down with your partner and write down your detailed written plans that are capable of achieving the specific objectives that you've set for yourselves. Thank you.